Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't have anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the self-filleting fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. The tribe has spoken again, apparently.
Bye-bye.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer and Scared Coochie. Bye. Pack up your knives, baby.
Bye, Mooch.
Pack up your knives.
What do they do on Project Runway?
It's time to go home. Go shove your scissors up your ass.
Is that what they say?
Yes.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool people hangs out. And lets it all hang out.
Oh, yes.
The
partially nude,
right? There is all kinds of shit. It was a lovely weekend here in Pensacola, Florida, and you know, torrential downpour at one point.
Oh, fuck yeah, man!
Ball burning, right. Heat, ball searing heat,
sure.
And but a good time was had by all,
right? Right,
we got some softball practice in,
absolutely. I would say the weekend would be a success.
Made some friends.
Oh, right.
Over at the park.
All the little kids like to play baseball.
It seems to happen, though. Like, every time we've gone, the past two or three times, somebody has ended up tossing the ball around with us.
Yeah, nice.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Jeez. Of course, Sarah, you can get whatever the hell you want. Nobody's listening to you anyway anymore.
No. You don't hear shit from her.
Which
She's
is
just
great.
Not interesting enough.
Let's not forget this.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
Sarah Palin's like batshit light.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm the craziest politician ever. And Trump's like, hold my beer.
Yeah. She's not even interesting. Not even remotely. I mean, it's like, what? She's not a totalitarian strongman.
Right. And there's so much. I read an article. I think I might have done sent it to you on your Facebook. About a comedian who's talking about how easy it is these days to do jokes about Trump, but how hard it is also because every fucking hack out there is doing Trump jokes.
Yeah.
Essentially was his point.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's how do you come up with a new take on, oh my God, look how fucking crazy this is. He was even saying a lot of sets where people start getting angry at Trump, they kind of end up being a little soapboxy moments. He says it's not even intentional, but you just start talking about healthcare and you're like, how the fuck do you not want people to have healthcare?
Yeah, right. I mean, out here, I don't hear a lot of people talking about how Trump is crazy. In fact, if you do,
true,
I mean, people look at you like you're odd. I don't hear a lot of Trump shit. And you know why? It's because a lot of them voted for Trump. And the Trumpalos aren't real vocal these days because I imagine they feel stupid, embarrassed, maybe, but they don't want to admit it.
Well, right. There was that group that they interviewed, and their number one thing was right now they're all like, well, I'm kind of over Trump for many of them.
Yes.
But they were like, but I'm still going to vote Republican because the liberals are mean to me.
Hey, you know what I say to that? You're over Trump. Well, fuck you, dude, because you were way into Trump, and then you forced this fuck Nazi shithead onto the country.
Right.
But now I'm not into it anymore, but I'm still voting Republican.
And you knew what we were getting.
What garbage.
We knew what we were getting.
What garbage? Oh, yes. Abso-fucking-lutely.
You think a serial liar and pussy grabber... And charlatan, con man, backstabbing business
yes.
fuck is going to change at 70 years old.
Yeah, right.
Or that he's some genius putting on some Jerry Springerian display for the
I love that term, Jerry Springerian.
For the election, and then fucking
spring ass,
and then fucking ends up he's gonna suddenly turn presidential. Remember remember that bill of shit that they tried to sell us?
Well, that's what white people said, because if the white people were wrong and he wasn't gonna make that turn, then he would be horribly repressive and aggressive toward black people and gay people. And it turns out he was, and the white people were wrong.
And then let's sprinkle a little Russian salad dressing on top.
Yummy.
And under and in.
So stupid.
Got
your guy that was supposed to be the big businessman, the big man with the big swinging balls, got played like a fucking fiddle by Uncle Putin. Uncle Nipples.
Which falls perfectly into the argument sane people have had for years is you don't run government like a business.
No, you don't.
Dummies.
Yeah.
And that same with the Ross Perot people. They were way into Ross Perot. Same deal. Well, we gotta be like running like a business. Remember Ross Perot?
Oh yeah, you don't though, because America's not the profit is that people are fed, they have places to live. It's not how much money did America make this quarter, you fuckheads. Why would you think
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
I wonder if he bumped into the mayor of Paris. We never, we saw him meet with Macron, and Macron knew how to work him by
probably not
putting a bunch of guys in uniforms and swords in front of Donald and have him salute him. And he's like, ooh, look at, they love me.
Right.
They love me.
Hey, that weird glowing ball that he put his hands upon in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Was that bullshit? Just to entertain him?
Possibly.
Or was
sure.
that a real, like, ceremony?
I think both, probably.
It's like Trump will love this weird fucking sci-fi garbage. It looks like he's doing something.
And have a 12-year-old sent to his room.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a given.
And send something to Melania's room, too.
Yes, and we'll videotape it all.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Pensacola bunker. Dateline, July 31st, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well... you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Oh,
Louis
really?
Gohmert's been pretty quiet, right?
I know. When did he say that? Like, when was that?
Don't ask, don't tell, I think.
Right.
It was when Obama was trying to change the... policy for the army and,
you know, it's
for
so
the armed
funny
forces.
How lunatics like that can sort of fade into the background with our president. I mean, that's how crazy Trump is.
It's so awful. Louis fucking Gohmert,
we don't even notice him anymore.
Obfuscated.
What's Joe Arpaio doing?
Oh, I have a story about
do
him.
You really
it's fascinating that you would bring
him.
Joe Arpaio
yeah.
up
all these loons are, you know, they sort of fade into the background with this fucking orange Nazi weirdo.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
Eat my dick.
The sure enough picture of apparently former communications director Anthony Scaramucci.
Sad.
Yo, what's up?
Jeez, what's he going to do for work now? Like,
And of course, the HuffPo headline, Trump screws the mooch. That one's funny.
That is so fucking crazy.
Anthony Scaramucci has resigned. I was wondering what the official, whether it was, you know, here's the door, or if he was like, I'm out of here. And apparently it's I'm out of here.
Was it really?
He's resigned from his role as White House communications director. He was named the director on the 21st of July, as they say down here, a mere 10 days ago. They say that he resigned at the request of, dun-dun-dun,
yes,
General John Kelly, the new White House chief of staff, who's no like, shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Why, you know, this John Kelly as his chief of staff.
Interesting.
Why do you hire Scaramucci, who's obviously a loon, and then you go for this one guy who's kind of an adult? What's the reasoning behind that? I mean, what is the plan? Is there no plan?
Well, I think those that are in charge, Jared and Ivanka, have actually maybe finally realized and gotten through to Don.
Yes.
That it was just a shit show going on and of chaos in the White House. And they weren't big Priebus fans to begin with. So who better than to get rid of but another establishment Republican, get kick Priebus to the curb.
Yes.
And bring one of his... one of the generals that makes him stiff.
Jeez.
In close to him. I love my generals.
So is Priebus sold to Trump because somebody said, hey, listen, if you put Priebus in here, we'll be able to make this healthcare thing work. And we can have Trump care. And your name will be on Rushmore.
That's what allegedly Priebus, how he sold himself, was like, look, you need me to, because nobody knows anything about how Congress works. Nobody has any buds over in Congress. I do.
Right.
So that was allegedly how
Priebus has friends
kind of sold himself. He was a decent enough RNC dude.
Yes.
They won, bunch of elections, right?
That's true. I mean, I guess. I mean, they...
Well, no, they...
When you
they
say
lost,
they won a bunch of
they
elections...
They lost to Obama twice.
Well, I mean, you're talking about they won a bunch of...
But 2010, they kicked balls.
But the one they won this year was... help from Russia.
Well,
and then,
right.
And then the other ones that you're bragging about on the GOP, I mean, what did voter suppression have to do with their win?
Well, and fuck Reince, because he could have stopped this whole Trumpian thing.
Right. He didn't care.
They bent over for the Trump train in the RNC instead of saying, we can't do this to the country. And instead of saying, he's not a Republican. There were sane, not sane, but observant Republicans during the whole primary thing who were squealing like little piggies over the fact that Trump's not a conservative.
God damn.
He's not a conservative. But, squeal. Whee!
But he's whatever. You know, he's like, he's whatever you want him to
and
be.
And he's not a Republican. He just became right. He's whatever will help him at the moment. And now they're getting righteously fucked for it.
Yeah.
Good for them. Sadly, the country is going down with it.
The GOP probably thought, look at this guy. Look at this Mark. We can do whatever the fuck we want with this guy. He just wants to win.
Mitch the bitch.
He won't care.
Paul Ryan thought, oh, well, this is great. He's an idiot. The stories have even come out that he wants to... cut ribbons and do ceremonies and shit and wants to have a really strong vice president. And Pence will goose step for everything they want. Every horrible tax break for rich fucks.
They don't give a shit.
Every clamp they're going to put down on women's vajayjays. Anything they can do.
that the Pence will sign off on it, and therefore Trump will just sign whatever they put in front of him. Look at him. He's what scruples did he have with the health care?
None. No scruples.
Privately, he said, I think it's mean. And the only reason we heard that is because of a leak. Like, he never said out loud, look, I think this is mean. They need to fix it.
Right.
He was like, I love it. It's the best ever. It's going to the, it's going up to the Senate. We're going to win.
Right.
We're going to win. It's going to be the best health care ever. He didn't give a fuck what was in it.
He didn't even know what was in it. That's why he couldn't sell the
fucking
thing.
Didn't care. Right.
I mean, Obama understood Obamacare, I think.
There was a dude on telly who said that we used to work for Obama, and he said he sat down to interview him one time to ask him about, he was against it. He was against his, like, a conservative dude.
Yes.
And he said, I was against Obamacare. I sat down to interview him. He knew every paragraph of that legislation.
No shit.
And could explain what it meant and what the total technicalities of the
fine.
Deal.
But Schittler might not have known every paragraph. Well,
there's a middle ground.
But he knew.
I knew it was called Obamacare.
Do you think he could have written a book report?
No.
On Trump care.
Stop it written.
That's funny. I am not convinced he's literate.
He can read because he reads off a prompter. You could tell the horrific.
Memorizing it, you know. Maybe memorize the fucking thing.
I can't imagine him memorizing all that shit.
I can't imagine. There's a lot we can't imagine.
I think he can read. Not well. I mean, they even said at Saturday Night Live that he couldn't read well.
Is he Chimera? Can he read? I mean,
yeah, he might be. I've got a
Alex Jones. Oh God.
There you go. The headline, Mooch.
Mooch.
Mooch has screwed the pooch.
Bye, Mooch.
The statement from the White House says, Mr. Scaramucci felt it was best to give Chief of Staff John Kelly a clean slate and the ability to build his own team. We wish him all the best. But it's funny, that slate's getting erased the fuck out of because that was what they said. When Spicy bailed, let's call it 10 days ago.
Hire Spicy back. That's what I would do.
Spicy, there's a puff of smoke Spicy used to be. He couldn't get out of there
You know who I hire? I hire that gay porn star that Scaramucci followed on Twitter. What's his name?
He might go with him. I don't remember. I'm not going to Google it. Listen to this. According to CBS and CNN, Scaramucci was escorted from White House grounds.
Oh, shit. They locked him off?
Apparently. You're done,
fucking
thanks.
Bananas?
But that goes to show you, again, that should just send shockwaves to anyone around Schittler.
Shocker.
That you cannot trust that fuck. Anyone, they were reaching around each other and sucking each other off 69 and 8 or 9 days ago, the last 10 days.
God, I think this White House is a lot less flexible than you imagine them to be. Reaching around 69ing.
With Scaramucci and Trump?
Yeah, I think you'd have to be very
flexible. Scaramucci's a little guy. He could, you know, he could fit over the rolls or pull up
Bannon
the
gun. Bannon had a rib removed so he could do the act. Scaramucci referred to.
The resignation comes after a controversy-laden week for Scaramucci, including a profanity-laced tirade against other members of the White House staff. His rant, which was published...
Staff.
Which was published brilliantly by The New Yorker.
Yes!
Which, by the way, I guess had an incredible spike in... It was incredible. It was the biggest spike ever in readership.
The guy hires a Scaramucci guy. A day later, there's a rant in The New Yorker that's just like fucking amazing.
It was mostly aimed at then White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus.
Yes.
Scaramucci referred to Priebus as, quote, a fucking paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac. Scaramucci also gave... Over here at the HuffPo, they write, Scaramucci also gave one of the more memorable quotes so far of the Trump administration during that interview.
Yes.
While arguing that he doesn't care for media attention. I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock.
God, imagine you give one of the more memorable quotes from the Trump administration and you will. How long was he there?
10 days.
Blake Mitchell, by the way. Blake Mitchell is going to be the next communication director of the White House. Mark my words.
Well, he might be rooming with Scaramucci because Scaramucci's wife's done with him too, right? He reportedly received divorce papers from his wife this week.
And they just didn't they just have a baby or something?
Who gave birth to the couple's son while Scaramucci was with Trump last week. While Scaramucci was with Trump last week, his wife gave birth.
Well,
to a son.
Imagine you got to give birth. I don't know what that's like. I've heard it's pretty intense. And then on top of that, you got to hang out with this dickbag Scaramucci at the same time. He did his wife a favor by not being in the room. Do you think he's going to make birth better? Fuck no.
He's probably a lot of fun to deal with.
What a tremendous load, man.
And that's, you know, there you go. That's the personality of the White House of 20-something% of America, apparently, is into that.
Right.
They loved it. When the mooch... Well, I did, too. I thought it's hilarious, but I don't want these people running the country.
No. I don't even want to know these people. I wouldn't want these people watching a child.
Some little fucking Sopranos extra reject.
Oh, my God.
You're too cartoonish. You can't be on the Sopranos.
Yeah. He would never have made it into Tony's inner circle. Tony wouldn't have liked the way the guy mouthed off. If Tony would have found out, Scaramucci would say, hey, Tony Soprano sits around all day trying to suck his own dick. Tony would have had the motherfucker killed. He would have threw him in a trash compactor. Shit down his neck.
So that's a headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what they're not thinking over to the Drudge.
Yay.
Report.
Are they, I don't know. Is the Drudge, are they happy about this new guy, Kelly?
I don't know. They're a little vexing at times these days. Because
I'm sad. Aren't you sad Scaramucci's gone?
Drudge is a little coquettish when it comes to Trump. Sometimes he's way into it. Sometimes he appears to not be. So,
yeah. The Scaramucci guy just popped into our lives, and now he's
very
fucking
sad.
Gone.
Yeah.
It's kind of shit.
Entertaining as fuck.
Yes. Bring him back.
You know what probably got to Trump is when people started saying, oh, this guy's going to outshine Trump.
Yes. He's just crazier.
That's it. What? What do you mean?
I mean,
get rid of him.
Yeah. What a charmer. Scaramucci.
And the headline over at the Drudge Report is Mooch in, Mooch out, it says.
Bye bye.
Scaramucci was removed. Kelly's urging, they're saying. He resigned after Kelly was like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. Did they fire him or is he sleeping with the fishes? What kind of thing? I mean, they just let him go?
His career is kind of.
Well, he'll do something. He'll be able to do something. You know, Dancing with the Stars. Who out of the Trump administration will we see on Dancing with the Stars? And I guarantee you.
Possibly Spicy.
Absolutely. Sean Spicy, of course. Duh.
Oh, Mooch, I could totally see.
Absolutely. And I got a sleeper pick for you. She'll do well. Kellyanne Conway. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She'll get a lot of votes. America will fucking love her.
I don't know.
You know who else? Ann Coulter.
Never.
Oh, bullshit.
I think she's pretty well hated, even amongst conservatives. Yeah, it's only the Trumpian knuckle-dragging base that really is into Ann Coulter.
How are you going to, you know, it's always weird to me, like, how you'd have a Rick Perry or a Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, because they're gross GOP dickheads, and there's lots of gay people involved with dancing
Bristol
and productions.
Bristol fucking Palin.
Yes, disgusting.
And then they piggy squealed when she got voted off.
Right.
That it was a lefty conspiracy. Again.
To make you a
just like
dancer?
Fucking Tebow. They don't care.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care about performance. Look at Trump. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. He's still there, man.
Here's a different version of the story I had, I was just looking for, but it's over here at the Raw story also. Former Secretary of Labor.
Hello.
Robert Reich.
Eat my dick.
Tweeted a convo this morning that he had allegedly with a Republican, former Republican member of Congress that is his Brohane.
Okay. Brohane.
His friend.
Hey, Brohane.
And he said he posted a transcript, essentially, of their convo. He said, what's going on? Seems like the White House is imploding. Republicans are going down with the ship. His friend said, yeah, we're officially a banana republic. Seriously, what are you hearing from your former colleagues on the Hill? His friend says, quote, they're convinced Trump is out of his gourd.
Literally, they think he's really crazy or just like, oh, he's crazy.
Rice said, so what are they going to do about it, Congressman? Remember what I told you at the start of this circus? They plan to use Trump's antics for cover to get done what they most wanted. Big tax cuts, rollbacks of regulations, especially financial. They'd work with Pence behind the scenes and forget the crazy uncle in the attic.
So
initially, they were way into all of this bullshit. When he would tweet something, they're thinking, this is great.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to be able to fuck poor people. Right. And we're going to be able to do all this heinous bullshit.
But they didn't count on Russia.
And Trump getting involved in the shit they want to get done. Like, Trump's making tax reform his. Trump is making killing Obamacare his.
That's the problem. Because he doesn't know anything about this shit.
Crazy uncle in the attic.
Except he's not staying in the fucking attic. He's so running around the yard lighting shit on fire.
This former congressman allegedly then said to Robert Reich, well, I'm hearing now a different story.
Ooh.
Stuff with Sessions is pissing them off.
No. God, that is infuriating.
And
the
now,
one person they feel bad for, a rich white guy in power.
And now this was earlier today before the news. He said, and now Trump's hired that horse's ass, Scaramucci, a communications director who talks dirty on CNN. Haha. Plus, Trump's numbers are in free fall. They think he's going to hurt them in 18 and 20.
No, well, of course.
So what's the plan? They want him out of there.
Oh, okay.
Reich says, really? Impeachment? He said, doubt it unless Mueller comes up with a smoking gun.
But how could he not?
And then he says, or if he fires Mueller, and the Republican says, not going to happen.
Oh, shit.
So then he says, well, how are they going to get him out? Republican says, put somebody else up in 20. They're going to primary. Trump's going to get primaried.
And not impeached. Shit. So that means he's going to be president for another 3 years?
Lots of maneuvering already. Pence, obviously, Cruz thinks he has a shot.
Oh, my.
Is what this guy
fucking
says.
Fucking God. You guys, you GOP guys, put up the biggest shitheads.
This guy, Rice, says, that's not going to help in the midterms. What's the plan before then? The Republican says, lots think he's fritzing out, going totally bananas. Paranoia. You want to know why he fired Priebus, wants Sessions out, and is now gunning for Tillerson? And Rice says he wants to shake things up. And the Republican goes, ha, 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 no. The way I hear it, he thinks they've been plotting against him.
Oh, my God. So he's nuts.
What do you mean, says Rice? The Republican, 25th Amendment.
Oh, my God.
Read it. A cabinet can get rid of a president who's nuts. Trump thinks they've been preparing a palace coup. So one by one, he's firing them. These are the people around him that would ultimately vote that he's crazy. He's crazy, so he's getting rid of these people.
So he's putting in people that he thinks won't say he's crazy.
I guess.
But so the assholes who would never say anything against him will stay. The people like Priebus, they go.
He probably was like, I thought Sessions was my friend, and then he recused. What is he doing?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, dickhead, he really didn't have a choice but to recuse. How could he not have recused?
He got caught lying.
Yes, he got caught lying, you dumbass. Trying to get you elected, you fucknut.
He says, Trump thinks they've been preparing a coup. One by one, he's been firing them. Rice says, I find it hard to believe they're plotting against him. The Republicans like, of course not. It's ludicrous. Sessions is a loyal lapdog.
Right.
Tillerson doesn't know where the bathroom is.
How is Tillerson going to plot against him in the State Department? He just figured out how to turn the lights on.
And he's given nothing. He's like, cut 30% of your budget. Don't hire anybody. Don't do anything. Just shut up over there. I'm going to send Jared
to
all the important places to usurp the Secretary of State. He sent Jared to broker Mideast peace. And Tillerson, what did he carry? Did he carry Jared's bag
of
manscaping materials?
His sack. Let me ask you something. Before the Trump shit show, Obama's Secretary of State was John Kerry, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton before that?
So we replaced John Kerry with Jared Kushner. God.
Essentially. And Tillerson, Tillerson's like a plant.
Yeah. A developer who's got a building he can't pay for in New York. That's his claim to fame, right?
Tillerson's there for one reason.
Exxon, the oil, the mining rights.
Because, he and Putin shaved their balls together.
Do you think John Kerry is a better Secretary of State than either of those?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, maybe.
God, our government sucks. I don't even... Hey, take out partisanship. Take out party. Hillary Clinton or Jared Kushner?
Come on.
Fingers over the launch buttons.
For what?
Every American would rather have John Kerry or Hillary Clinton in charge rather than Kushner.
That's not true.
No, it's bullshit.
The deluded Trump pansies, the Trumpalos, who I every day I still see.
Not in their heart, though.
I still see, this is bad, but thank God we didn't get Killery.
I can't believe that.
I'm seeing it every day.
I mean, you're telling me we're going to go to the brink of nuclear, thermonuclear, fucknut war with North Korea, and it's going to be with Schindler. And you're telling me up until right before they launch, right when the missile starts flying, all those deplorable, they're going to be like, we should have voted for Hillary. We should have.
No.
They're going to have that moment.
Think then.
Not even then.
No. I think they're going to be vaporized thinking, thank God it wasn't Hillary.
We're all going to be vaporized. What are you going to be thinking? What a mess.
The Tillerson doesn't know where the bathroom is. That's my point. Trump is fritzing out, having manic delusions. He's actually going nuts. That's what a former congressman says.
So we got a guy running around like some crazy person.
Rice says, and the Republican says, well, it's downright dangerous. Look, how long do you think it'll be before everyone in Washington knows he's flipping out? I don't mean just weird. I mean really off his rocker. And Rice says, I don't know. Guy says, I don't know. Not that long. They don't have to plot against him. It will be obvious to everyone that he's got to go. That's where the 25th Amendment really does come in. And Rice says, so you think, who knows, but he's losing it fast. My betting is that he's out of office before the midterms.
Holy shit.
And Pence is president.
Because he's crazy. Because he's bonkers.
So this Republican insider, former congressman, is saying,
yes,
that what Trump was paranoid over before, causing him to go nuts and fire these people,
right,
the threat of the 25th Amendment, is really going to be used against him because he went nuts.
You know what?
And is paranoid and losing his mind and firing people.
We need to get his medical records again from that fucking doctor.
Good medical records.
And have a look at
him. That fraud. That he's not a fraud. He's a real doctor, allegedly. But
we need to have some tests ran on this Schindler. Secret tests.
So there you go. Some bud of Robert Reich, who's a former congressman, allegedly thinks the 25th Amendment will be the one whipped out.
Can we put a nano drone in his body to see what's going on in there?
If they can get Trump to, I mean, if the media keeps kind of fluffing Pence.
Yes.
Off in the side, you know, the
he loves that.
The media of the right wing, not the right wing media.
Right.
That'll piss him off. He'll turn on Pence.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if they start saying, oh, look how great he is. Oh, he's the big savior. Oh, he's the big man. Yeah. Please put your white sausage in my glory hole. Trump is going to be so jealous. And that'll feed into his fucking paranoia, right?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
So Pence, I think, really has a hard job to try to sneak off with the resistance.
Yes.
And prepare, measure where his balls are going to go on in the new chair behind the desk.
Right.
But he's also got to lick Trump's sack and still pretend that he's loyal lapdog.
It's as if he needs two different tongues.
It's almost like he's got to be a politician.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you. So we're going to have crazy Trump, blah, 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 blah.
We have crazy Trump.
Right. And then that'll be followed up with The Handmaid's Tale. That sucks.
I mean, yeah, scary.
Thanks, Republicans, you fucking dickheads. I mean, why can't we have this election called into question? I mean, maybe Mueller comes up with something and say, listen, Pence is dirty. Paul Ryan's dirty.
Well, yeah,
Trump's
I'm saying
dirty.
If we find out that the last election was truly fucked with, even if they didn't manage to slither in and get the actual machines fucked with, they did fuck with public perception, and they did possibly get insider info in what to target, and that should disqualify the last election, because if the Republicans were supplying the Russians with detailed information on who to target, here's the independents in X County, Ohio.
Right.
Here's the people who might vote Republican now in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They could then, and then we know they did. They bought Facebook ads, and they bought and they sent their trolls, their flying monkeys, to go woo these people and talk about how heinous Hillary was.
God, imagine if this shit came out, but on the other side. What if it were the Dems doing this?
Oh,
come on. God damn it. The Republicans
it
would be screaming, new
they're,
election.
They're trying it now. They're trying to equate that low-level, ridiculous contractor for the DNC.
Yes.
Trying to calling up the Ukrainian embassy and saying, hey, you know, we're putting together some info. Do you got anything on Manafort? And the person at the embassy said, I'll see what I could do.
And ironically,
that's the exact same.
And ironically, there probably was some bad shit on Manafort. There probably is some bad shit on Manafort. He seems like a real fishy fucking guy to me.
Unreal.
But they're more concerned that some low-level dude at the DNC was asking about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're more concerned with the leaks. They don't give a shit about what actually went down.
Correcte mundo.
Man. What a bunch of broke dicks in our fucking government, man.
Bye-bye, Scaramucci.
Bye-bye, stupid. He probably, don't you have some poker game to go to? Somebody to hit, somebody to yell at. What do you think he's going to spend his time doing?
Well, now I guess he doesn't have to sell his company.
Oh, he can just go back and run his stupid shit company, right?
To the Chinese.
Oh.
Which the story alleges that he may have promised access to the prez.
Oh, great.
Oh, so this deal will fall through. The Chinese aren't going to want to buy his bullshit now. They don't have access to the president.
Is there anything not shady about the Trump administration? Because, like, you're just, oh, yeah, you promised some shit to the Chinese. And, you know, that seems to me like something to look into. But no one's going to. Just how would they? How would anyone look into all of this garbage? This is insane.
Let me get to a couple of things we didn't get to on Faithless Friday.
He even had a scandal like with his Trump steaks and shit, and Trump, it's everything.
It's all batshit. It really is worse than we envisioned. And I envisioned really bad. horrific shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of worse. I mean, the good thing is that they're so inept.
Yes.
They're not able to get their horrible evil agenda. I mean, he really is a kind of a stealth bomb.
Right.
A Trojan horse of VD into the cock of the, yes, of the GOP.
Hey, but he is able, you know, the sad thing is that he is rallying the bigots and the racists and the anti-Semites and all these dickheads, the homophobes, right, the transphobic. At least he's rallying that base. He's getting them together. That's disturbing, right? It's
kumbaya.
Yeah.
He is a uniter.
He's making things worse for black people and gay people. I mean, when you have the commander-in-chief come on and say, hey, we're going to root all the trans people out of our army. I mean, what does that do to the rest of the country? Say, oh, let me go be transphobic.
Right.
Let me go gay bash. Let me be racist.
Hate crimes in general, after Trump started becoming popular.
They've gone up, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Bigly, and especially after the election. Remember, we had story after story of asshole using his name as some magic spell when they're sprinkling the N-word around or trying to beat up somebody.
I'm gonna Trump you.
Or hate criming some Muslim or something.
So shitty.
The a little bit of butthurt is occurring. This was a
minor
carryover,
butthurt.
Carryover from Friday. With Faithless Friday, join us on Faithless Fridays. We focus a little bit more on the secular.
Yes.
There's a new show, a new Star Trek coming out.
Oh yes.
And we've reported before that a lot of butthurtage happening over in the alt-right Trumpian crowd because, God damn it, look at all those brown people and people with vaginas on Star Trek. What the fuck?
But they're all kind of humanoid, right?
But they're black, Ryan. There's not, yes, enough white males who obviously will still be running everything that far into the future. What's wrong with you?
But what if you're some alien fucking, you know, you're Treble and you're watching this. You're like, where the fuck are the Trebles? They're all fucking humanoids and they all have thumbs.
I want more
fuck
Tribbles.
Shit.
I don't want a Tribble flying anything, though. I don't think they have thumbs.
Well, you're not a Tribble, man. That's your fucking humanoid-centric
like
feeling.
It's like a purse laying there. I mean, what they can't.
You can't make a value judgment on, you know, a race of aliens just because they're covered in fur and don't have any thumbs.
Yeah, I'm picking them last on the intermission at gym time.
Maybe they fly with their nipples.
For my dodgeball team.
See, they might not even have nipples. I'm humanoid. I just
Star
assume.
Trek. Maybe that's all they are, is one big hairy nipple.
Oh, I'm a nipple. It's not an eyeball.
Star Trek Discovery, it's called, is the new show. It's going to be on CBS. And they, so they were, the stories have been that they're butthurt because the leads are going to be an Asian woman captain, and there's another captain of a different ship who's a black woman.
We done got us an Asian woman captain.
I think like the one white guy
what?
Is gay. I think what's driving them nuts.
I love it.
It's Sulu's husband or something like that or whatever.
All gay.
Maybe
make
not.
Them all gay.
Sulu's not on it.
Everybody's gay.
But now
yes.
They're getting butthurt.
Ooh.
Because of something that I guess an edict,
right,
or something that happened during a taping.
Hear ye. An edict.
They say the traditional elements of Star Trek have been actively embraced. Some have been discarded.
Right.
But from Entertainment Weekly.
Yes.
They, one of the actors.
Okay.
By the name of Jason Isaacs.
Jason.
Is going to be playing somebody, Captain Lorca.
Lorca.
There you go.
All right.
He was doing a scene. Apparently he ad-libbed something.
Why? It's not improv.
The director halted the action.
Yes.
And Lorca, played by British actor Jason Isaacs of Harry Potter fame.
Hello.
Steps off the stage. The episode's writer, Kirsten Beyer, approaches to give a correction on his "for God's sakes" ad lib.
Oh, he said, for God's sakes.
She said something to him, and then he was heard to say, what? Wait, I can't say God? He said, I thought I could say God or damn, but not goddamn.
You can't say for God's sakes.
And then the writer went on to explain that Star Trek is Gene Roddenberry, the creator. It's his vision of a science-driven 23rd century future where religion basically no longer exists.
So why the fuck would you say God in the first place, moron? There is no God! How do you like that?
And then the actor allegedly said, how about for fuck's sake, can I say that?
Yes.
And she laughed and said, you can say that before God.
Right. Yeah, in this universe.
Right.
Because fuck is a thing. Fuck exists. Fuck is all around us. God, however, is a no-no.
Not to mention one of the famous quotes from 1989 Star Trek Final Frontier, which says, what does God need with a starship?
Yeah, good fucking point. God, what the fuck? You know, really, okay, let's say we're in Star Trek land. You know, you got spaceships, you got aliens. I got people with no fucking feelings. I got tricorders, all kinds of bullshit. You still want me to say God created all this shit? Fuck you.
So I'm waiting for Todd Starnes.
Yeah.
To get his Christo panties in a knot.
Yes.
This is Todd Starnes, the new Star Trek.
Why don't they start out
pushing its atheist agenda?
Oh, yes. And gay. Why don't they start why don't they just start the ship, the spaceship every day with a prayer circle? Why don't they just say prayers?
Well, right. I'm sure a lot. Uh-oh. Sarah Sanders trending on the Twitter.
Twending on Twitter.
Tweet us at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Don't forget if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Ooh.
We don't bombard you with any advertisements.
Fuck you!
But you can help us out by buying shit you're going to buy on the internet at Amazon and go through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Hello.
Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello. We get paid. We do.
Just helps us out here.
When you say Sarah Sanders, you always leave out Huckabee.
Huckabee.
Are you trying to make people forget?
No, it's just...
She's of Huckabee's...
It's what's printed in front of my eyeballs.
She is of Huckabee's loins. Let it not be forgotten. I don't know. Do people like Huckabee? The big, fat Huckabee? Wait, the dad.
I don't think he's all that popular no
right.
more.
But is he more popular or less popular than Ted Cruz?
Somebody tweeted a big picture of a Trump hat,
yes.
But instead of Make America Great Again, it's been rewritten to suck my own cock.
I want that. Hey, where do you find that? Send that to me. I want to use that.
The picture?
Yeah, I want a hat that says suck my own cock.
I think you could probably order one.
Suck my own cock.
Sarah Sanders says, 4 days after New Yorker's story posted, quote, Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position.
Oh, wow. Jeez. What position? Reverse cowgirl? Inappropriate? Of course.
She must be giving a briefing right now because that's why she's trending.
Inappropriate. It was inappropriate when he suggested that Steve Bannon spends all day trying to suck his own dick. Way to take a stand, guys. It's inappropriate.
Yeah, God, here's a Republican.
Right.
Sarah Sanders is very professional, won't take any you-know-what from the liberal media. She's on fire. Go, Sarah. We're proud. American flag, American flag, American flag emojis.
Oh, yeah. What are you, why don't you go suck Trump's dick? What does that mean?
Oh, well, this person has 4,011 tweets.
Yes.
And has 34 followers.
Oh, okay. Hi, robot. Hi, you stupid fucking robot. What are you, a blow-up doll with a Twitter account?
And they make them up. It's the CEO. The profile says, CEO of the house, mother, wife, and best friend to my husband. Loves 80s rock music. Huge Ronald Reagan fan.
Likes dicks. Huge Reagan
fan. And they're fake.
Yeah.
It's a 19-year-old in Macedonia.
A 19-year... Yes. little social media gulag.
And they're also... I've noticed that the trolls, the right. like that, these little fake accounts that are new and obvious troll bots or whatever, there's a little slightly different tactic going on. Like now, yes. before it was all, you know, Killery, Killery, Hillary. You hate the country if you're going to vote for Hillary. You're just as corrupt, you know, all that shit. Yes. And now... It's all, there's nothing to Russia, there's nothing. And then when you try to argue with them, or you say, fuck off, little troll bot, little Russian pork butt.
Yes.
They...
Pork butt?
They, they pearl clutch.
Oh, okay.
So instead of fighting back now, they're like, ooh. I'm just trying to have an adult conversation here and give yeah. you the facts.
Yeah, let me teabag
I've been
you.
Seeing that an awful lot now, all of a sudden, like a definite change in
that's
tone.
That's crap.
Where instead of, fuck you, you anti-American Hillary lover, now it's like, well, I'm just trying to give you the facts about Crimea. Actually, Crimea, the Russian people voted to become part of, or the Crimean people voted to become, you know. Yeah, it's all bullshit. Yeah. It's all right from, squeezed from Putin's nipples.
And you know what? That's good enough to convince a lot of idiots over here. The nectar from Putin's nip tips. That's good enough.
I think that guy I pissed off the other day was one of those.
Was a bot?
The guy was like, I can't believe you're so rude.
Oh, fuck you.
After he said fake news, old news.
Right.
And I was like, you're rude to us, you cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what? Believe it. We are rude and you're a dickhead or a bot. Who knows?
I will no longer follow your posts. Bye, Felicia.
Here, I got your post right here, dick face.
Go suck your own cock.
Hey, you Scaramucci.
You should go see if you could be Trump's communications director. Apparently, there's an opening.
What the fuck? What was that guy thinking? Who knows what Steve Bannon does all day? Maybe he's sitting around trying to suck his own dick. That's off the record.
I'm not Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own dick.
Everybody's like, well, I didn't know that's what Bannon does all day.
I've got a story here. Well, again, this is Trump's America. We were talking a little bit about this earlier.
Fuck you, boy.
This is a woman who has been fired.
Okay.
A video was released. We're going to call her a white woman.
She's white, Pat. White as fuck.
The verbal attack took place in a Walmart parking lot.
Fuck you.
In North Dakota.
Hey, who's her?
She was yelling at a car full of three Somali women.
I thought you say a threesome.
Three Somali Muslim women.
Okay.
And I don't know. I've got video, of course. They right. fired up the... I'm not sure what prompted this.
Yes. Unprompted, maybe.
Why she went up to the window and everything, but I don't know if you can hear.
Mom, this. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
We're going to kill all of you.
Okay.
We're
going to
kill
everyone.
We're going to kill all of you. We're going to kill every one of you.
What does she mean? She's going to... kill every Somalian and
every
American.
Muslim.
Every Muslim.
Here right now. And I don't give a damn.
Do you think
you're a racist person? And I'm not going back to my country.
I'm American.
Okay,
I'm
I don't American. Care. You're not American. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
We're going to kill all of you.
Okay,
we're going to kill every one of
us.
You Muslims.
You're fat.
We're going to kill every one of you fucking Muslims. This
oh, God.
Rotund white face leaned into the car.
Thanks, Donald. Thanks. Hey, thanks, right wing nut jobs. Wait. God damn.
We're going to kill all of you.
Okay,
we're
going to
kill
us,
every
kill
one
us.
Of you Muslims.
You're fat. You can't do anything.
It has nothing
you
to do.
You can't do anything. Here, I'm making a video. And I'm going to show it to the police. I'm going to show it to the police, okay? A
do
fat...
You think the police care? Why are you in our country?
You think the police care?
Holy shit.
We're going to show it to the police. You think the police care?
Man, this woman is emboldened. She thinks she's in the right.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, oh, I'm going to kill you.
Why are you in our country anyway?
Why are you in our country anyway?
Why are you in the country? What are you doing that's so great, asshole? Good God.
The woman was identified as Amber Hensley of Mapleton, North Dakota.
Amber!
Hensley claimed the cars were parked too close together. Oh, well, there you go. So we're going to kill all you people.
You park too close to me.
We're going to kill you. We're going to kill every one of you fucking Muslims, she said. Why are you in the country anyway?
Yes.
Sarah Hassan, who filmed the incident from inside the car, says harassment like this is pretty common in Fargo.
Right. Great.
She called Hensley a racist. When her passenger said, we're going to show it to the police, Hensley replied, police won't care.
Hopefully they care.
Well, right.
Because you can't have people running around saying, oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you all.
The Hassan sisters, their family fled Somalia because of the threat of a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
So, yeah, ISIS bullshit.
So they're anti-Al-Qaeda. They fled terrorists. And then this fat white terrorist of hate here trying to make them get out of my country.
Imagine, like, Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11. So you would think someone fleeing Al-Qaeda would just sympathize with them over here. You would say, oh, okay, we have a common enemy. Please come have refuge in my big fucking country. There's plenty of room.
Hensley, once the video went viral, decided she needed to make an apology. But she still got fired from her job as a secretary.
Oh, shit.
Her employer was flooded with calls.
Right.
It sounds like it's a law firm. Horeb and Wentz does not agree with or support the statements expressed by Amber Hensley in the recent posted video. Ms. Hensley is no longer employed with Horeb and Wentz, effective immediately.
You fucked up. You fucking fucked up, moron.
Cue right wing squealing. It's her First Amendment. They can't do that. Yep. Yeah, you can.
But they didn't stop her from speaking out. They, you know.
She can go out and say it again.
She can say it all she wants.
Right. Nobody's stopping her from saying it.
Right. I mean, I have a private company. I don't want to hire you because you make me look like a shithead.
Right, and their company was flooded with calls once people found out who she was and where she worked.
It's going to be infuriating because you can be like, shit, man, we could be actually making widgets today, but now Donna, whoever the fuck she is, went and told somebody that she wanted to... Amber wants to kill a bunch of people and put it on Facebook. How great. Why are people garbage?
I've also got... Well, speaking...
Speaking of garbage,
human garbage poster child, and Fox News now the co-host of a show, Jesse fucking Waters.
This guy is a piece of shit.
And here's a little quick excerpt of, I think this was from Friday, maybe. Thursday or Friday's show of Fox News' The Five.
Who likes this guy? Who honestly likes this guy?
Oh, I'll bet I know some people. In fact, I asked a liberal friend of mine who has very conservative relatives that I know.
Yes. They like him?
I asked him one time, I'm like, come on, Jesse Waters. And they're like, no, they think he's funny.
No. That's impossible. How? He's a dick.
It's conservative humor. He makes fun of Chinese people. He's a racist.
Take out humor.
He belittles women. He demeans people.
The right wing. The right wing. They get off on punching down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So here is. Listen to Jesse Waters' little comment here.
Hey, shitbag.
Kinds of former tyrants and dictators. Here's the latest parallel from the deputy chairman of the DNC.
What he's doing through his Twitter account and in other ways.
This is, I don't know who that other guy was.
Yes.
But this is a clip of Keith Ellison now.
Okay.
They hate him on Fox. Love him and hate him. Because don't forget, he's a Muslim.
Ooh, yes.
Democrat.
He's
not white. He's a Muslim. And he's a Democrat congressman.
Oh, shit.
See.
What he's doing through his Twitter account and in other ways is circumventing the whole system to intimidate people, to pack courts, to intimidate the press, all so that he can just sort of run everything himself. And we fought a war of independence against somebody, King George, who was trying to do that.
Dana?
Well, I think that's obviously way over the top. And let's just look at some of the facts. The checks and balances that we have in our system are actually working very well.
Sort of. That's the only thing saving us right now. And Trump is trying to get rid of those checks and balances and circumvent those checks and balances.
Absolutely.
And they're not as checky and balancy if the Republicans have rolled over on their backs and are presenting their bung to anything he does just so they can get a W on the board.
And now that Reitz is gone, there's nobody in that White House. I mean, I'm talking about, I mean, I don't even know what that means.
No establishment Republican, right.
Yeah, so even the loony old GOP, they don't have anything on, they don't have anything tethering Schittler.
I don't know who any of these people are. This is the five. Maybe. This is the five assholes. There might be one liberal.
Fuck you.
Who? Juan Williams, probably.
Juan is a centrist.
Who's? I was going to say not exactly.
But the facts. The checks and balances that we have in our system are actually working very well. The courts pushed back against the travel ban. The president said, "Okay, let me fix it." He did. And now it's going through the Supreme Court, and it looks like they're going to be able to say, "Okay, it's fine on the merits." The Congress has said.
By the way, I don't know where she's got her insider information.
Yes.
Where they're going to say it's okay on the merits. They held up parts of it. And by the way, it's a 90-day thing. Everybody seems to forget that this ban.
Yes.
Was a temporary 90-day ban.
That's
until we figure out what the hell is going on.
And so how do you even consider that a win?
But if they've already implemented parts of it.
Yes.
TikTok. Motherfuckers, right? Why are we going to have this conversation then?
I don't know.
Once 90 days is up, all the Supreme Court has to do is say, well, I don't see any travel ban.
Yeah. It's not there.
I mean, I'm sure they'll try to extend it, but.
Right.
Oh, no, you don't. We're not going to do it that way. And the president's like, okay, well, I'm going to try a different way. The way that our founding fathers set up our system is actually working. So we should just trust the Constitution. It works.
Who says we don't teach civics in this country anymore?
Thank you.
I mean, a lot of people wish President Trump was a dictator. Maybe we could repeal Obamacare.
Well,
a lot of
God.
People wish President Trump was a dictator. Maybe we could repeal Obamacare.
Well, maybe a lot of those people. Aren't playing with a full deck in their skull. Maybe a lot of those people are racist and, you know, horrible, you know.
But he says it right there.
Faces.
They don't
yeah.
fuck America.
They
how
don't
is
give
that,
a shit.
How is that not anti-American? If you want the president to have dictatorial powers, how is that not anti-America, anti-Constitution, etc.?
Do you think these right-wing nut job conservative freaks,
no.
they're like, listen, man, we need to get America back to where it was before the black guy came in. And if that means being a dictatorship, then fuck it.
Even if he cheated to win, I don't care.
Right, because Jesus.
Is what that one guy said, one Trump voter.
They think Obama, with the gay marriage and whatever, that we live in some sort of amoral...
Well, and the NRA tells them it's a black hellscape,
Gomorrah,
just boiling over, waiting to escape the urban jungle and come for their white daughters.
Yeah, it does. You know what? Doesn't make any sense. A world with a black president and gay marriage is more disturbing than a world with a low minimum wage, violent police. No rules, no regulations, right. no fucking environment. They think that's...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Listen to this.
...civics in this country anymore.
I mean, a lot of people wish President Trump was a dictator. Maybe we could repeal Obamacare. It'd be a lot easier that way. I think he's channeling his inner Johnny Depp. I think it's another dangerous comment. He doesn't realize what he's saying, but he needs a history lesson. How's Trump trying to pack the courts anyway?
Right. They're getting
because he nominated Neil Gorsuch to an empty seat. I think
there's lower courts, you cum stain.
Yeah, dickhead.
You fucking ass moron.
What's
he packing the courts?
He's so stupid. He didn't know.
Right. They're getting
because he nominated Neil Gorsuch to an empty seat. I think Ellison's looking for attention.
Mm. Yeah.
Ellison is looking for attention by calling out the president's tweets.
Right. Just like every other black person
yeah, oh yeah.
that raises their voice, that wants to be heard, somebody that's not white, you know. What a bunch of dickheads.
And what a just a diaper load of a human being
Jesse
Waters is.
If you look at the polls, most people don't want Trump to be a dictator.
No.
Most people don't want Trump. They don't trust him. I mean, I would even venture to say that if you were a right-wing nut job conservative loon, you'd probably rather have somebody like, I don't know, Mike Pence as your dictator. Because aren't the conservatives getting weirded out by this guy?
Well, they were weirded out because he was being mean to his little white hood wearing elf.
Yeah. Melted Gap baby model or whatever the fuck. He was like a melted Gap.
There's another story, disturbing.
Mannequin.
That is out of Pat Robertson's fucking CBN.
Oh, shit.
Christian Broadcast News.
You know, that whole scene is crazy. It looks like the Today Show. And Pat Robertson hosts it like he's Bryant fucking Gumbel.
On the, there was a report.
Yes.
That the Donald Trump's current cabinet.
Right.
Is the most evangelical cabinet in history.
Oh, shit.
Even more than born again Christian George W. Bush's.
How's that even possible?
Somebody named Ralph Drollinger from Capital Ministries. Capital Ministries.
Drollinger.
Said, these are godly individuals that God has risen to a position of prominence in our culture.
Oh my God, that is so fucked up. God didn't put anybody anywhere, and now these guys think that the Trump's fucking cabinet is anointed by Jesus and all this shit.
According to CBN, the majority of cabinet officials attend a frequent Bible study class. The first of its kind.
No, in the White House.
In 100 years, at least.
What the fuck is happening? What is going on? What? Why don't they study Harry Potter?
So this Capital Ministries Ralph Drollinger dude, Christo dude. Has, it says, long maintained that change in the hearts of lawmakers to see a Christian worldview could guide them to making good choices.
Come on. Hey, man.
Here, this is a raw story. While he doesn't lobby on behalf of peace or advocate policies that would fit a Jesus-like agenda, he has started a Bible study group in 40 state capitals.
Oh, my God. So,
as well as foreign capitals. Look at that little religious AIDS being spread.
Oh, my fucking God. That is so disturbing.
He teaches weekly Bible study classes for U.S. House and Senate.
What?
Members.
Shut the fuck up.
And now leads a group of nearly all of Trump's cabinet members.
So, does Trump go?
This is...
Please.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price.
Hello.
Who wants to take health care away from millions upon millions of people and let it go to the fair market, Ryan. That's what Jesus would do. Fuck you. You got your pre-existing condition. You shouldn't have agreed that gay people should get married.
Let me sodomize you with a crucifix.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry is there, waving his Bible, smiling, wearing his smart glasses.
You know, I took some time out to watch some Rick Perry gifs of him, like, doing the jig and the dancing and all that shit.
It always makes you smile.
God, he's a great dancer. Really good work on that Dancing with the Stars, Rick. Good luck with the nuclear weapons.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Georgia.
Hey, boy.
Creepy CIA director.
Oh, my God.
CIA director Mike Pompeo is a regular attendee.
What?
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Come on. None of these people really believe in this garbage.
Oh, she's trying to turn She's trying to get rid of public education.
God damn it.
And
man, this Jesus shit. We got to get a hold of this crap, man.
And of course, probably the most famous, infamous, the prettiest belle at the ball right now, none other than Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Yes. He's really slimmed down. Do you think he's on a diet so he's always camera ready so he looks good in his suit? You think him and Lindsay do aerobics together?
No.
They play squash?
I hold his ankles while he does sit-ups.
Let's stretch out.
So this Drollinger Christo fraud, listen to this. This is
what
chilling.
What is going on?
This is chilling. Quote, he's talking about Jeff Sessions.
Okay.
Quote, he'll go out the same day I teach him something, and I'll see him do it on camera. And I think, wow, these guys are faithful, available, and teachable. And they're at Bible study every week they're in town.
Hold on a second. What the fuck is some Christo twink teaching our attorney?
I don't know that he's a twink.
Well, whatever. Teaching our attorney general to go out on television. He's doing something this dickhead taught him to do. What is this? What does he mean?
Well, right. It's like the fucking panel of mullahs in Iran.
Holy shit, guys. Enough with this Jesus shit.
He says the group is the best he's ever taught.
Boom.
Because, quote, they're so teachable. Ugh. They're so noble. They're so learned.
Why are they so teachable? Why do we have our top government officials that are so soft-brained that some fucking Jesus freak could come up and say, hoogity-boogity now,
well,
whatever.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't... God.
The president is always invited. Drollinger won't disclose whether he's attended, only that he's been invited. That means no. He would have crowed.
Oh, yeah.
If the president had showed up for one of these ridiculous meetings. There's no way Trump is going to go to a Bible study meeting.
Oh, fuck no.
Wait, what? Where do you want me to go?
I'm sure he takes time out of his day to look at porn, and he takes time out of his day. He's got to watch the news, have some ice cream.
Mike, I don't know. I don't want to go. Can I ban gays from the military to make him happy instead?
Can Mike Pence blow me some more?
He said, and then here's that Christy verbiage.
Yes.
Where they liken Trump to some magical Jesus figure. Quote, I don't think Donald Trump has figured out that he chained himself to the Apostle Paul.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Is
does
Paul
not.
Like in a gimp outfit with a
yes.
fucking ball gag?
Read the Bible, dude. Of course. He's got a big glass dildo in his fucking...
Vice President Mike Pence does plan on attending in the future as his schedule permits.
Hello, I will be there with me as this Jepson, I will. Mother.
Drollinger sees Pence
yes.
as a character like the biblical stars Joseph, Mordecai, and Daniel.
Mordecai.
All of whom rose to stand beside heads of government and history.
Who in the fuck is Mordecai? Is that like a, is he a alien? Is he a god?
That's me. Oh, here. Raw story out some Bible bullshittery. Though Joseph is known for always doing the moral thing.
Pagan.
Mordecai.
Yes.
Is known for selling his adopted virgin daughter into a harem. Using her influence so he could ascend to power.
Well, that's like what Trump did. Yes.
And Daniel committed crimes to avoid committing biblical sins.
Okay. Good job, Daniel. Way to look out.
Oh, creepy. Mike Pence has respect for the office. He dresses right. Like it says, Joseph cleaned himself up before he went to stand before the Pharaoh.
Suck my dick.
Mike Pence has uncompromising biblical tenacity.
Oh, shit. You better fuck.
And he has a loving tone about him that's not just a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
I got a noisy dong.
And then fourthly, he brings real value to the head of the nation.
This is all about Mike Pence?
Oh,
God damn. I
lavishing.
To me,
the,
I see Mike Pence as a guy that can't have a dinner without his wife and a bunch of fucked up, weird, repressed sexual shit.
Now he sees Trump as the as somebody like Samson.
Samson,
who
in the
is
Bible?
Known for the strength, the source of his strength coming from his hair. But according to Ross's story here, it says in the book of Judges,
fuck you,
Bullshitica 69.
Hello,
Samson is an immoral person who does little more than slaughter and betray people.
I don't know that Trump could even slaughter people. I mean, he's got the muscle tone of, you know, of mayonnaise or something.
Drollinger finishes, I just praise God for them,
and I
praise God for Mike Pence.
Oh, shove it up your ass.
Who I think, with Donald Trump, chose great people to lead our nation.
Yeah.
So he is his dick is drizzling.
Oh, yes.
With pre-cum. He's so excited.
Hey, he's a squirter!
Over the fact that these assholes are the cabinet.
These
Christo... mullahs.
Lay down some plastic.
Theocrats.
He loves these guys. This to me, selling Donald Trump as some sort of Christian to these evangelicals is the ultimate fucking con of this, right? I mean, so many cons upon the cons upon cons. But this guy ain't into Jesus.
And even
he's not.
Proclaims from the higher mountaintop that these people are frauds and whores.
Oh, yes. Donald Trump.
The pastors and the people that are facilitating the fleecing of these dummies.
Right.
The Jim Bakers who are saying the devil is working in anybody that opposes Trump.
What is Donald Trump? I mean, to me, he's a guy. What do you think he is first? He likes pussy. Right? He likes himself.
Apparently, first. Yeah, sure. Well, yeah.
Number one,
nothing,
ice cream
nothing more than
pussy. I have those three things that I think he likes. I don't know.
I like two scoops when everybody else gets one.
Right. Now, Barack Hussein Obama was into like reading shit and writing laws and things like that. And, you know.
Yeah, like running the country and stuff.
So unfortunately, Barack wasn't anointed by God and he's black.
He kind of wanted to know what was happening.
What do you mean?
He wanted to know what was happening.
In?
The world.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Oh, what a pussy.
In America. Maybe how to make things better.
Can you imagine this guy who basically the Republicans, listen to how irresponsible the Republicans are. This Republican guy you were reading earlier told some dude, oh, he's unhinged. He's crazy. It's a banana republic. We don't know what he's doing, but they're going to leave him in there.
Now they're upset because he went after Pence.
Well, are they upset that he's fucking around with Kim Jong-un and we could all end up particle dust? And I'm hearing all... Why am I hearing Andrea Mitchell talking about a long-range missile that could land in California?
I think they believe that the generals will rein him in. Like, nobody's going to let him go do shit that crazy.
Based on what?
And that one Fox nut on the 5, kind of, she had it right where she said, you know, the checks and balances are kind of working right now. You know, let it play out. We'll see. I think cracks are starting to show at Fox, which is not
Rich.
A good sign. First, they started over at the Wall Street Journal, which is a Rupert Murdoch joint. And now they're kind of showing up a wee little see here on Fox.
Man,
it might be Hannity standing alone at Fox, Hannity and Bowling, crying, hugging each other, wiping away each other's tears when Trump is let off.
You know what? I'm not. You know what's kind of frustrating to me? And I've been trying to not do this. But, you know, the Trumpolo friends I know, I want to go back on their timelines and Facebook when they were crowing about their God and all this shit. I want to go on there and comment. How do you think it's going now? And I want to hear what they have to say, because everybody that I know that was a big Trump fuckface, they're all real quiet about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because how do you defend the guy? How do you not say I was stupid for believing this? I mean, because to think that if you voted for Trump and you're not embarrassed, horrified by your decision, well, then you're a right-wing nut job ideologue with zero brain power and you hate black people and gays.
Speaking of?
The White House team. Personally, and I've shared this a few times before, but I'm expecting some chaos in the White House team for the duration of Trump's administration. And I am saying this is because he is such an extraordinary leader.
Rick Joyner, Chris Stolone, out in the middle of the fucking woods, wherever he tapes his bullshit, is saying, well, I expect it. It's because he's such a good leader that it's a shit show.
Yeah, stupid.
So here's your explanation. They can explain it all away.
Oh, yeah.
These people have been explaining the Bible away for 2,000 years, the bullshittery in the Bible. I think they'll be able to handle Trump.
You know what I
hate? Spinning his bullshit.
These fucking guys, they say, oh, it's the chaos, it's this, but, you know, you don't see it, but I see it because, you know, I'm a preacher and I have all this authority and all this other bullshit. So you just can't see his genius. He's so godly that to us, it looks like chaos.
Such an extraordinary leader. It's not a lack of leadership. It's a different kind of leadership than we're used to being in any place in our government, because our whole system has evolved in a way of, you know, of elevating people to leadership positions in our present government system that are not real leaders. They're politicians. Trump is a leader.
What the fuck?
It's a creepy goose-stepping, ball-licking, boot-licking bullshit.
Trump is a leader, and he's anointed by God. And so because of that, we don't necessarily need to understand why he's doing all these shitty things. We just need to believe that he's working
and he's going against everything the founders wanted, which was the separation of powers, the equal, the checks and balances kind of shit.
Jesus, people, wake up, you idiots, you fucknuts.
Congress does not work for Trump.
Right, he doesn't. He works. Congress is the people.
Did you see over the weekend he tweeted, and I'm sure Mitch McConnell probably laughed.
Yeah.
Trump was like, for the Senate, you guys aren't doing anything else until you vote again on a health care bill.
What do you mean? Wait, now, that's a crazy statement. And you're saying that Mitch McConnell laughed.
Well, you know, I mean, what passes
that mean?
For kind of.
What do you think that sounds like?
I mean, casual observers might think it's kind of like an evil hacking kind of thing.
Because our show is controversial, and I know we say a lot of things that, you know, quote unquote, push the envelope, whatever that means. But to suggest that Mitch McConnell laughed, I mean,
at Trump,
that is
like, this is, he's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to know what it sounds like.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Not a laugh of joy. It's a mock.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a frog. Like a frog with asthma.
Wait, did he even tweet that? Retweet
yes.
it?
More twats?
July 29th. Unless the Republican senators are total quitters. Repeal and replace is not dead. Demand another vote before voting on any other bill.
Go do it, Mussolini. What the fuck? How does he think shit works, man?
I don't think he does.
Nobody likes him. The only people that like him are these redneck yahoos.
Ryan,
nowhere.
All this chaos is his genius, according to Rick Joyner here.
Positions in our present government system that are not real leaders. They're politicians. Trump is a leader. Now, Jesus, as I shared yesterday, he was the best leader there will ever be.
Jesus?
Notice we just lumped Trump in
with Jesus
in the leader category.
The guy that you fucking worship, there, for some reason you celebrate them getting nailed up onto boards through their hands. If I was Jesus, I'd be like, fuck everybody for eating chocolate on that day. But like, now your number one guy is all of a sudden equal to Trump. That blows my mind.
As I shared yesterday, he was the best leader there will ever be. Of course, he's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, creator of the universe. Here are these guys who've lived with him. He personally chose them for his inner core, his team, you know, his cabinet, if you will, and trained them himself. They lived with him for 3.5 years. And yet on the night before he's crucified, they're still fighting over who's the greatest. Why were they fighting? Because they are stallions.
What? So
what the fuck am I listening to?
He was talking, I think he's talking about the apostles and talking about them fighting like stallions. So that's what's happening amongst this cabinet and this rogues gallery, this sewage that Trump has pumped into the White House.
They're stallions. Are they stallions?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Ben Carson and Betsy DeVos and Wilbur Wright.
Ben Carson's
Wilbur
a stallion.
Ross, I mean. Wilbur Wright.
Will, the guy with the you're telling me the guy with the, yeah, the guy with the fucking $300,000 sandals. Will, or
Wilbur
the
Ross.
He's a stallion?
The model for Mr. Burns on The Simpsons.
Come here, stallion. Come here, all you stallions. Show me what you got.
Still fighting over who's the greatest. Why were they fighting? Because they are stallions. These are serious leaders. They're the real thing. And they're going to jostle, and they're going to fight. They're going to position themselves. Trump has chosen that type of people for his cabinet. You better believe there's going to be infighting. And
that's not good. That's not a good style that we want for our government. We kind of want them working together for us, not spending all their time in fucking White House Survivor.
Dude, this Rick Joyner, someone should give him a statuette because this bit of bullshit is astounding. He's saying that yes, the country sucks. The we're in turmoil. No one's in charge. We don't know what's going on. The government isn't getting along. They couldn't pass health care. They can't do anything. But it's great.
Because Trump hired all the best stallions.
He thinks great because everybody's a horse.
Big horse stallions, yeah.
They hired stallions.
I believe there's going to be infighting. And I'm not expecting that to lessen. You know, there will be times where they all seem to get together. And, of course, the Lord's team gelled. And but years later, I mean, you have Paul and Barnabas after walking together in ministry for so many years, just having this big blow up and separating from one another.
I think Barnabas took the last beer.
Oh, yeah.
Paul wasn't having none of that.
This is bananas. I mean, come on, Jesus, people. Are you really going to take this?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you really going to take
God.
This?
After
walking together in ministry for so many years, just having this big blow up and separating from one another. That happens with people. Get over it. What? It especially happens among strong leaders. So I take all of that as encouragement.
You're mentally ill.
Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner is encouraged.
He's fascinating to me. His definition of encouragement is the White House is in bed with Putin.
Is in chaos.
No, nothing's happening. That's encouraging. You're nuts. You're all fucking crazy. Come on. Come on. At some point, everybody's got to acknowledge that this is a shit show. I mean, how can... They had a White House communication director that lasted 10 days. In that 10 days, the guy suggested Steve Bannon sucking his own dick.
Sure.
That grabbed headlines. Was Scaramucci a glitter bomb?
I don't know. I can't admit, not a willing one.
Right. He was an unwilling glitter bomb.
How can he not hate Trump now?
I don't know.
Because they're vipers.
Right.
So is he still, I don't see him on TV like Spicer did, still guzzling Trump cum when Spicy was out. No, I still serve the president.
Take a breath. Don't choke.
Or Priebus even was saying, I still serve the president. This was the greatest opportunity. Blah,
what?
Blah, blah, fucking blah.
Hey, you know what? All these people that have their name, you know, on the Trump administration, like this Priebus and shit, that's what they're going to be known for. I don't give a fuck what Priebus did before this.
We've seen.
Right?
Yeah.
He's going to be Schittler's failed chief of fucking staff.
You just heard a couple of syllables of the next clip here, which is...
Who is this?
None other than the former representative of Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
Michelle Bachmann.
Why are we digging her up? What is she doing?
She is talking about there's a new hate crimes hotline.
Okay.
We've seen jihad through the court systems mm-hmm. all across Europe. Now it's coming to the United States as well.
Which
jihad?
I want your citations of jihad all throughout the court systems of Europe.
Do you have to say it like she just
jihad?
She sounds like what's her face in Fargo. It was that brilliant actress that won the Oscar that year?
Somebody. Frances McDormand.
Jihad through the court systems mm-hmm. all across Europe. Now it's coming to the United States as well, in San Francisco and Tennessee and Minneapolis, perhaps even in your community. Well,
what? Hold on a second. Where are your citations? Where is jihad?
What kind of list is that? Okay, here are the main points for jihad. San Francisco.
Well, San Francisco was the shooting, right?
Tennessee.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
What happened in Tennessee?
I don't know.
Why Minneapolis?
Some jihadi thing.
Is that the... Is it,
well, but it might be coming to your neighborhood, Ryan. She says it right there.
Kate.
We're 11 seconds in and she's fear-mongering.
Kate, plot all these courses, these positions out on the map.
Triangulate, yeah.
And triangulate and we'll figure this shit out.
Now it's coming to the United States as well, in San Francisco and Tennessee and Minneapolis, perhaps even in your community. What we're seeing is that hotlines are being set up by units of government for the purpose of encouraging people to call in.
Oh, this is the jihad. The governments in certain places are setting up hotlines,
yes,
to encourage people to call in if they see, I don't know, a hate crime.
Oh, that seems
throwing bacon at a mosque or painting Nazi symbols on the side of a Jewish temple, etc.
I love that.
That's jihad.
Oh, okay.
For the purpose of encouraging people to call in and rat on their fellow man to report a hate crime. So, of course, government is deciding what.
So if you deface a mosque,
yes,
that's ratting on your fellow man.
Hold on a second. Why defacing anything is bad, right? I mean, can we, it's the word defaced. You want to deface something. That's not bad. I thought that was bad.
I believe so. But apparently for her, it's not bad if Christians do it to Muslims and other people.
You know, you Christian freakos, ironically enough, you're having trouble with the moral high ground. You're having trouble discerning between right and wrong. But supposedly you worship.
You've got a big book.
It's all about right and wrong. You read it all the fucking time. And in fact, you take passages from it and you tell me I'm right or I'm wrong based on your bullshit.
Well, but she'll use her book to justify. She'll use that book to justify.
Yes.
Allowing people to go throw bacon at a mosque.
But defacing is bad.
Well, yeah.
It's bad, dumbass.
And their fellow man to report a hate crime. So, of course, government is deciding what a hate crime is and what hate speech will be. Here in the city of Minneapolis, last fall, they passed a resolution that condemns violence and hate speech against Muslims.
Oh, my God.
Is this a negative report? I mean, this is good.
Yes, she's angry with hate speech against Muslims being.
But what's crazy is this sounds like good stuff to me.
She's well, right.
Letting me know. She's letting me know about these hotlines. Dude, I don't know what the hot. Is there a hotline I can call if I see somebody being hate crimed upon?
In some communities, apparently, jihad has spread.
Do we have that here? Do we have a hate crime in Florida? What do we do?
Right.
We are nothing.
They teach you how to perform one. It's a how to.
Come here.
Last fall, they passed a resolution that condemns violence and hate speech against Muslims, not against Jews, not against Christians, right. Not against Buddhists, only against Muslims. Everything is about, quote, this fake Islamophobia. Now, if you look at terror.
This fake Islamophobia.
She's saying there's no Islamophobia.
Oh, it's fake.
And it's a made up thing by the left to push their jihadi agenda. Basically.
Yes.
God damn it.
Only against Muslims. Everything is about, quote, this fake Islamophobia. Now, if you look at terrorism across the United States, it has been those who subscribe to Islamic Sharia law who are committing terrorism against anybody who's considered non-Muslim.
Oh, sure.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, like Dylann Roof.
Yes.
Oh, wait a second.
Oopsie.
Hmm.
So she's explaining to me how the religion of Islam works, right? So if you're not of Islam, then you're a bad white person that gets massacred, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
It has been those who subscribe to Islamic Sharia law who are committing terrorism against anybody who's considered non-Muslim. You haven't seen non-Muslims out in the streets stabbing Muslims. There hasn't been this big wave of Islamophobia, but they're pretending that there's a big wave of Islamophobia. But really, all this is the city of Minneapolis, like San Francisco, like Memphis, Tennessee. What they're trying to do is implement.
Meanwhile, I think there's a website where you can go. Oh, yeah. Where all the hate crimes that have spiked,
okay,
where they're listing all this shit. And there's right. A lot of anti-Muslim Sikhs who got nothing to do with it.
They
just wear a turban. They're getting attacked because the morons think they're Muslims.
Their hate and their ignorance is a deadly combination.
It's fake.
But they don't know who to
hate. It's fake Islamophobia. There's no real Islamophobia.
If you're going to hate Muslims, you dumbass rednecks, figure out who the fucking Muslims are, you fucking idiots.
Minneapolis, like San Francisco, like Memphis, Tennessee. What they're trying to do is implement anti-blasphemy laws. They're trying to implement Islamic Sharia law locally in order to quiet churches and quiet anybody who would talk about what the truth is about Islam. And instead, they name call. You're a white supremacist. Yeah. You're an Islamophobe. You're a xenophobe. This is what they do. But in this article published in our local newspaper, they say, we've got this hotline open. It's fully staffed with live people, and it's 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, including on the weekend. They have hours. Then they say, if you live outstate, they give you another phone number. Then they say, here's the phone number for the Department of Justice. Let's get the FBI involved. So they're serious about this.
There's also an anti-defamation league for Jewish people, because not a lot of Christian churches have hate crimes performed against them.
Yes.
Not a lot of Christians are attacked because they're Christian.
You know, it must be insane to be a person of color in this country and listen to this, because she's just discounting history.
Yep.
She's acting like hate crimes aren't a part of our history. We are a fucking hate crime. We were built on a fucking hate crime, motherfucker.
Yep.
Because what they want is civilization jihad. Yeah, they want jihad through the court systems to silence speech. Because when you take away someone's speech rights to speak out, like we're doing right now, to tell the truth about...
No one's taking this right away from you. However, sweetheart, when you go and try to close a mosque, or you think it's okay that someone's flinging bacon at a building to defile it, that's what we're talking about. Nobody's talking about you can't have your speech.
What?
Denounce all away.
Yes.
We're sitting here denouncing you, you hag.
Hey, you rich white woman, why do you sound like you're broadcasting from the bunker of the war on fucking white Christianity?
Well, that's all she's got.
There's no war on you. No one's attacking you.
Her brain is the bunker on the war of white Christianity.
Dude, I read a story about a guy, a pastor, a famous pastor, I guess. He's big. Whatever. Got hired, got a contract from one of these mega churches. 6 years, $100 million.
Oh, yeah, it's like a pitcher.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, I forget his fucking name. $100 million. There's no war on Christianity.
It's crazy.
It's fucking stupid. You're out of your fucking mind.
Crazy to even think about it.
It's nuts. I mean, we're having prayer circles or prayer studies or Bible studies in the fucking White House, in all our government buildings, I guess. That story you did?
Michelle Bachman.
Speech, because when you take away someone's speech rights to speak out, like we're doing right now, to tell the truth about something, then it's game over. It's game over. They win. Because
right. You're trying to take away the other person's rights. She's not. Nobody's stopping you, Michelle. You're the one who's saying we don't want that hotline.
God, Michelle, think about it. Based on biblical bullshit mumbo jumbo and your husband's misguided views on gay people, you were able to get
self-loathing
Medicare, right? Or public fundings to pay for your gay away bullshit.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, there's not a war on your fucking dumbass faith.
when people have no idea what's going on, we can't share the information about this threat, and we have to understand the threat. When we can't do that, they win, we lose. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is so extremely important that we're putting this information out, because there should be a lawsuit filed against the city of Minneapolis mm-hmm. for doing this. Oh, they have violated the so-called separation of church and state.
By giving a hotline to address the spike in anti-Muslim hate crimes.
Yes.
Is violating the separation of church and state from the woman
God.
Who would love to cram a crucifix into every hole of
yes.
every person's body
all
in this,
holes
on
filled
this planet.
With fucking Jesus bullshit. And this is racism. This is fucking yeah. racism. I mean, I don't give a shit.
That the left is so in love with because they're preferring Islam over any other religion. And number two, they're...
We're not preferring Islam. We think Islam should be treated as equally as your religion.
Right. That's not preference.
And I find it all ridiculous. And I think everybody should be treated
yes.
the same.
And they think it's nuts just because somebody's allowed to worship a God that's not big, fat, white Jesus. They see that as preference.
They're not allowed to kick everybody else out. Therefore,
God
they're being persecuted.
Damn.
Yeah.
Moronic.
Preferring Islam over any other religion. And number two, they're fascists. That's what they are. They're fascists. They want to shut down your right to free speech. You have a First Amendment guaranteed right to free speech. And in Minneapolis, if you're trying to tell the truth about Islam, that's now considered hate speech. To such an effect, they want you to call the Justice Department.
No.
God damn.
Nobody, if you can go stand on the street and yell about Muslims all you want, Michelle,
right.
nobody
yes.
is going to challenge you unless it's, you know, illegal in that area or whatever, if you're out in the middle of the
unless
night screaming.
Unless it infringes on someone's rights.
It's a lie.
This is all bullshit.
It's a lie.
And it's really evil, too, because it's just playing on dumb racist people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she really believes this garbage? She might believe part of it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
she's such an opportunistic nutball. Like, does she get paid a shit ton of money to speak at places? And
oh, absolutely.
Oh, my
yep,
God.
Yep, 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 yep.
What a gross society.
Well, Michelle Bachman's going to come and speak. Let's
our
give her $20,000.
She's a real bigot.
And then you get this bullshit.
Oh, God. Stupid. You know what? This is the same old recycled garbage that every other fucking white dickhead spews. There's nothing original about this shit.
Here's another story of Trumpian America for you.
Yes.
We're so proud.
Right.
There's a story over at the Sacramento Bee, one of my favorite named newspapers.
I love that name. The Bee.
Extinct.
They're going extinct.
That, They did a profile.
Yes.
Called. The headline says, "Hurry up and die. Threats racism intensify against California officials."
Oh, shit.
The letter begins with, "Dear corrupt Mexican." Ends up with, "Hurry up and die," signed White Power.
Oh, okay. I don't know that guy. His name is White Power.
A note card sent to Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon to his office earlier this year.
Yes.
His staff members put the letter in a file, which is now full of racist and threatening mail.
Oh, come the fuck on, America. We can do better.
Since November, though, he says he and other politicians like him have been more frequent and more hostile since November. What happened in November?
Well, let me think. We elected a Nazi fucknut into office with Russia's help.
Senator Ricardo Lara.
Yes.
Was at a restaurant on K Street earlier this month. Someone accosted him, screaming profanities and racial epithets to his face.
God, dickheads.
Another senator got a call once a month from someone who uses the N-word to describe her and her staff members.
Oh, that's nice.
Something they said did not happen before the election.
No. Okay. Jeez. Why?
There's apparently a fervent group of Trump supporters who disrupt Democratic town halls and other forums in Southern California. They called De Leon an anchor baby.
Oh, God.
Illegal alien scumbag, right. They called him.
Well, that's so Christian.
At a Latino summit at UC Riverside.
Oh, how nice. At a college.
These are protesters.
Right. Got in Riverside. You're going to make Riverside worse. How dare you guys? You ever been to Riverside?
It says they continue. Yeah. The protesters continue to post YouTube videos of themselves heckling politicians.
Oh, okay.
Senator De Leon said, "In my mind, there's no doubt that Donald Trump opened up this Pandora's box.
Absolutely, man.
There's no question about it because he's done nothing as president of the United States to temper it down or heal the nation.
Make America great again. We're going to ban all brown people until we figure out what the fuck is going on. Mexicans are rapists. We're going to build a wall. We're going to make Mexico pay for it to keep all those Mexicans out of here." Of course.
The chief sergeant at arms for the California Senate.
Yes.
Last year investigated about 200 total threats and inappropriate contacts with the legislators. By this time, they have already surpassed that in the first 7 months of 2017.
See, Trump is different than other white GOP dickheads. He's just so loud about his... He makes racism acceptable. That's what he did. He didn't make us great. He made it okay for people to yell out the N-word on the side of the street.
One letter the Senator De Leon received in April was from someone claiming to be a decorated U.S. Marine sniper.
Yes.
And threatening to hunt liberal legislators down like dogs.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, by the way, that's very Christian.
The letter said, "Not today, not tomorrow. Maybe in 15 years when you feel safe, I will be your worst nightmare come true."
Jeez, you sound like a douche. You gonna wait around? For what? To surprise somebody? You're going to let some liberal live 15 years spreading liberalness all over the globe, then you're going to take him out?
One card sent to him says, "Mexico looks like Mexico for a reason, senor. Trump all the way."
What the fuck does that
mean? It is. There's that magic word for these idiots.
Why don't you look in the mirror, dickhead? What do you think America looks like right now that's so fucking great? Racist.
They talked to one Trump supporter, Arthur Shaper. He's got a Make America hat, Make America Great Again hat.
Perfect.
He's a staple at Democratic town halls.
Yes.
At the UC Riverside event, he waved his finger at the senator and shouted, "Cities are for citizens."
Oh, shit. What a dick.
He refuses to use the word undocumented. He says, "Illegal."
That's nice.
He lives in Torrance. Well, there okay. you go. Trump has excited so many disaffected conservatives and angry citizens in general, he says.
Fuck you.
More people are getting out there. They've seen the damage that has been done to this country by 8 years of radical leftism from the Obama presidency.
Citations. Name the damage, please. I mean, name the damage.
All right.
And I think by the time Trump's done, we'll be able to name the damage.
He was recently mentioned in a report of California's anti-immigrant lobby.
Fuck you.
He says, "We go to public meetings to ensure Trump's agenda is continued."
Oh, my God. Oh, so they yell and they bully people. I get it. Douchebags.
About a dozen Trump supporters followed Senator De Leon as he Ooh. Walked to his car after the town hall in Riverside. They screamed, "Shame on you."
Oh, my God.
And chanted, "Build that wall. Build that wall."
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, even if that's how you feel, if you have those racist tendencies to believe all this garbage, I mean, aren't you embarrassed?
Oh, boy.
Aren't you embarrassed? Don't you have shame?
State Senator Lara says he's been subjected to racism since he was elected.
Yes.
And began introducing pro-immigrant legislation. He's also gay, and the son of former undocumented immigrants, both of which draw hateful mail and comments.
Oh, my God. Guys, it's skin color. It's sexual orientation. That's all we're talking about. The Mexicans aren't taking over this country. The white people are in charge. Fucking relax, dickheads.
Seems like a herd, though, like a hopefully not huge herd. It says the same band of Trump supporters that followed De Leon in Riverside can be seen in videos from Lara's office or district events, and that that asshole Shaper, one of the Trump supporters, says they draw from a pool of more than 50 people. So they got like 50 people on their mailing list.
Oh, I see.
That they say, go out, he's giving a town hall.
Right. They got 50 idiotic busybody racists that run around.
And, right.
There's not much to them, maybe. Maybe.
Right. So there you go. It's even in California.
But it's still like intimidation, though. I mean, you know, a group of people show up somewhere being racist. I imagine that's scary. They're probably violent. They're probably armed.
Shaper says he's been going to town halls for years, but now feels like he has the president on his side.
Oh, my God, dude. You do, probably.
Yeah, he's the lunatic that's been showing up.
Yes.
Forever. Spewing when they have town hall talk or when they have, you know, open to public remarks, he gets up and says, immigrants are killing America. You got to put up a wall, deport every illegal.
And now his guy's in office.
And now he's got a MAGA hat on.
Yes,
in the support
baby.
Of the shitbag in chief.
It's time for my close up. This is my, that's how these people feel, right? This is our time. Like, if we don't seize it now, what are we going to do? So fuck all this Russia shit. Yeah.
A half dozen people, including Shaper, went to Senator De Leon's district office in May.
Yes.
There's a video of them proudly posted online. There they complained that a flyer in the window was written in Spanish.
Who gives a flying shit?
And they questioned a paper that explained the rights of undocumented immigrants. Those are illegals, he said. They don't have rights.
No. See, dickhead, you don't know anything.
What about those unalienable human rights that your alleged God gives people?
I thought that meant white.
Oh. There you go.
Wow.
The office was closed, an employee said. Shaper and the others, however, refused to leave. After a California Highway Patrol officer arrived, Shaper unfolded and held up a flag that said President Donald Trump. And make America great again. Quote, this is Trump territory, folks. Even in De Leon's office, this is our country.
How is it Trump's territory if De Leon's elected? See that?
It's our country.
We just show up with a big gang of people and try to be bullies. That's it. We're racist bully dickheads.
And I still see that in comment land.
Yes.
In most places when the get out of our country. Get out of our country. I saw it today. Get out of our country if you don't like it.
Who do these people think they are? They can just say, hey, leave. You're sovereign. You own this whole country. You speak for everyone. You fucknut.
They think they do now. And they think everybody's like them.
Yes.
And their orange racist Cheeto in the White House, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, who really tickles their nethers.
Oh, yes. I mean, what would happen if, dickheads, if all these liberals that you say are out to get you, what if they really were out to get you? And what if they drove you away from America and you had to go find, you know, refuge in some other country? Wouldn't you feel bad if you weren't accepted? If you were, I'm asking you to find some empathy, dickheads. I don't know.
We only got a couple minutes left here, but an awesome story just popped up at Raw Story. Here are Anthony Scaramucci's 10 most outrageous quotes.
Oh, yeah,
this is
baby.
From a reprint from Newsweek. To talking about outgoing press secretary Sean Spicer, who is reportedly being courted to appear on Dancing with the Stars.
Is he?
Quote, I love the guy. I wish him well. I hope he goes on to make a tremendous amount of money.
That's what he said.
Asked about the president's debunked claim that more than 3 million people voted illegally.
Yes.
Scaramucci said, quote, if the president says it, let me do more research on it. There's probably some level of truth to it. Remember that? If the president says it, it's true.
There's a level of truth.
Number eight. I hope suck his own cock is. Oh, it is. Okay. Number eight. You're an American citizen. This is a major catastrophe for the American country. So I'm asking you as an American patriot to give me a sense of who leaked it. That's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking to that Ryan Lizza reporter at The New Yorker. You're an American citizen. This is a major catastrophe. I'm asking you as an American patriot, give me a sense of who leaked that.
Give me your source. Because that's American.
Number seven, if Reince wants to explain that he's not a leaker, let him do that. Scaramucci.
Yes.
This didn't go well. Remember Joe Paterno? What would he say? Act like you've been there before. Act with honor and dignity and respect. And hold the confidence of the presidency in his office.
He's quoting Joe Paterno?
He quoted Joe Paterno.
Who?
Possibly not the best citation.
God damn.
This is when he was licking Trump's sack. I've seen this guy throw a dead spiral through a tire. I've seen him at Madison Square Garden with a top coat on. He's standing in the key. He's hitting foul shots and swishing them, okay?
Oh, my God.
He sinks 3-foot putts. I think he meant 30.
The 3-foot putts, though, I mean, if the pressure's on and everybody's watching you, that can be tough.
We got four more. Should we save them or barrel through them?
Maybe tease them for tomorrow.
There's only four.
Okay, we'll read
them. This is the problem with the leaking. This is actually a terrible thing. Let me say, I'm firing Michael Short today. The fact that you guys know about it before he does really upsets me as a human being and as a Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic.
Number three, we have had odds. We've had differences. When I said we were brothers from the podium, it's because we were rough on each other. Some brothers are like Cain and Abel.
Oh, shit. Referencing the first murder, apparently.
Number two, Reince is a fucking paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac. Oh, Bill Shine is coming in. Let me leak the fucking thing and see if I can cockblock these people the way I cockblocked Scaramucci for months.
He said cockblock!
And the number one, of course.
Yes.
I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock. I'm not trying to build my own brand off the fucking strength of the president. I'm here to serve the country.
God, we're going to miss the mooch.
We're going to miss the mooch. It's very, very, very sad.
Bye-bye, Moochie.
Bye-bye, Mooch. We got to bail really quickly here. Thanks for joining us back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget Amazon bullshit. Buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing comedy. Go to RadarComedy.com or at RadarComedy on your social medias.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. You're not going to hear the usual ending drop because for some reason it's gone off my list and I can't find it. So we're just going to fade here and we're going to go off to the next show. Have a great... Let's play a little Alex Jones.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.